Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, things have been progressing so well with the museum, which the old fellows are planning to operate in connection with their store, that Lum is now thinking of hiring some extra help. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library answering a phone call in regard to this very matter.
Yeah, I did mention we might hire somebody extra here. I never knowed you'd be interested, though, Miss Milbank. Yeah, I know lots of women are taking jobs nowadays, but I just never figured that you... Mom? Oh, we'd love to have you here, but, executive type, huh? Well, yeah, I reckon I am, sort of. I'm too modest to admit it myself, though. Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say that about myself, hardly. Right. Why, yeah, I believe we can find a position for you here. Oh, no, I won't have to ask Abner. He's just a junior partner. Why, sure.
Oh, that cut down.
Yes, Mom.
Well, excuse me, Mom.
You better call me back a little later, Miss Tom. Just skip it for now. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, goodbye, Tom.
Who was that? On Tom Foster?
No.
Tom Benson?
Yeah, it weren't no Tom that you know, Abner. Don't believe I know myself, hardly. Just some stranger, I think.
What'd he want?
He never wanted nothing.
What'd he call up for?
Well, he had the wrong number, I think.
Oh?
Just trying to call his sister-in-law down at Hatfield, I believe.
Well, what'd he want to call her for?
Abner, I don't know. Now, hush up, because I want to discuss hiring a new hand to help us here.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I was just
thinking...
Don't
get out loud to know what Tom was going to say to his sister-in-law.
Abner, will you forget that and pay attention to me here?
I'm paying attention. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, I was just thinking...
Reckon Tom was going to ask her to loan him some money?
Abner, I don't know.
Reckon what he wanted money for. Don't reckon he's sick, do you?
For goodness sakes, Abner.
Well, Lum, it's bad enough being sick without needing money at the same time. Poor old Tom.
Will you forget about Tom for half a second?
Well, how can I forget about him at a time like this, Lum? Laying over in bed with the pneumonies, no friends, no money. Now, Lum, maybe we ought to fix up a basket of groceries and take over to him.
Yeah, we ought to fix up...
That's a good
idea. Wait, we ain't going to do no such a thing.
Now, Lum, that poor feller's liable to starve to death over there all by himself. So since he ain't going to get no help from that low-down sister-in-law of his'n, she won't even talk to him on the telephone.
Oh, son, to goodness. When you get a idea in that noggin of yours, your body could blast it out with a stick of dynamite.
Now, Lum, how would you feel if you was down and out, sitting halfway through death's door, and no friend was willing to pull you on through?
Abner, Tom is feeling fine. He's up and around again now and claims he never felt better in his life. And he's got plenty of money, too.
He has.
Yeah. Now, are you satisfied?
Why, that snake in the weeds, making out like he was broke just to get us to bring him over some free groceries.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Abner, if you say one more word about this, I'm going to whop you on top of the head so hard you'll have to unbutton your shoes to look straight ahead.
But, Lum, I don't want to say nothing more about him. I've heard all I want to about that ornery varmint.
Well, good. I'm proud to hear it.
What was it you want to discuss with me now?
Oh, yeah, that. Well...
making the weed.
Huh?
I'm going to clinch with him.
I was just thinking, Abner, with all the extra work we're going to have running both the store and the museum, we're going to have to hire an extra hand around here.
Yeah, I reckon we might have to. I don't know who we can get to, Lum.
Well, you're right. That is a problem.
I don't want that Tom. I know that.
Every fella in town has got a job except from Grandpap, and you couldn't get him to work on a bet.
No. He claims he weren't cut out for work. No.
Cedric just sleeps all day long, so it looks like there ain't a man in town.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we better just forget about the whole thing, I reckon.
No, I just said we couldn't hire men. Now, what else is it besides men?
Humans.
Yeah, humans people.
Boys.
No, I'm talking about something that wears skirts.
Well, boys don't wear skirts, Long.
I know they don't, but who does?
Women folks does, naturally. You know that, Long.
Well, yeah, sure I do.
Varieties.
That's what I've been talking about all this time. Women folks. That's what we're going to have to harm.
To work here? Not just a minute now, Long. I ain't going to have no female woman fussing around the store here, nor the museum, neither.
Well, now, don't get your back up. There ain't nothing the matter with hiring women. They're good workers.
Well, yeah, they're good workers. In their place. You put Elizabeth out in the field with a plow in her hand, and she'll raise more dust than any four hard hands you can mention.
Well, I know she can, but there's women that can handle other kinds of jobs, too.
What?
Well, the fact is, there's hundreds of women working in war plants nowadays, holding down all kinds of jobs.
Well, I do know. Huh.
And they're doing a mighty good job of it, too.
There, huh?
Yeah, it shows right there how patriotic they are. Long as the men folks are all away fighting, the women know they got to step in and do their work till they get back.
Yeah, well, I never had looked at it just that way before, I don't reckon.
So I don't see no reason in the world why we oughtn't to hire women folks ourselves.
Yeah. I can see why they ought to take war jobs all right, but it just wouldn't seem right, Lom, having a woman in the store here.
Well, everybody's got to get used to that.
I know, but, Lom, me and you have been running this place by ourselves for so many years, I just hate to see us change over.
Well, it'll work out good.
No, I know it will.
We can train we can train whatever woman we hire to where she'll be just as good a hand as you or me.
Train her?
Yeah. That's what war plants do.
Train women, folks?
Yeah, they take girls and women without no experience and train them up good and pay them right while they're training them, too.
Thought they made our planes and things.
And we can do the same thing.
Well, we could train them, I reckon. Learn them how to jump through a hoop and run after a stick and fetch it back to you, but I don't know where that'd help much around the store. No,
I don't mean that kind of training. That's for dogs.
Mom, women are just as smart as dogs.
Abner, that ain't a nice thing to say about Miss Miller. Well, it just ain't a nice thing to say.
Well, now, if we do hire a woman, Lom, I don't know who we'd get. I don't want the Widder Abernathy around here. I know that. Not with all them young'uns of hers tearing up the store here.
Well, I never had her in mind at all.
Well, who did you have in mind?
Well, I thought it'd be nice to have somebody sort of nice looking in here. Friendly. Somebody like, like Miss Milbank, for instance.
Miss Milbank?
Yeah. See, her name just sort of popped into my mind right now. I don't know why. Somebody like her would be good, I believe.
Yeah, let's see now. Somebody like Miss Milbank. Who could that be? It ain't Sister Simpson. She ain't nothing like Miss Milbank. They don't even look alike.
Well, of course they don't.
Fact is, I can't think of a single thing they're alike in, Mom. Got different colored hair and different sized feet, different color.
Well, I know they're different.
Well, whatever made you think they look alike is more than I can see. I thought you was kind of sweet on Miss Milbank, and here you can't even tell her from Sister Simpson.
Abner, I can tell Miss Milbank.
I always told you not to be so bashful around Miss Milbank, Lon. All you ever do is just hang your head when you're around her. Stand there and twist your foot and hang your head. You ought to look up once and see what she looks like. She's a pretty woman.
I know what Miss Milbank looks like, and I never said she looked like Sister Simpson either.
Oh, not a thing.
All I said was that we ought to hire somebody like Miss Milbank.
Yeah, and let's see now. Who's like Miss Milbank?
Well, there's only one person like her, really.
There is, huh? I don't believe I've ever saw her. Who is her twin sister?
No.
Her cousin?
No, it ain't her cousin.
Well, it must be some relate if she looks so much like Miss Milbank.
No, it ain't no relate. Abner, can't you think of somebody right here in town that's sort of like her?
About the only one I can think of that's like her is Miss Milbank herself. She looks like herself.
Who did you say?
Well, it couldn't be her. I know that, Lom. That was just a wild goose guess I made there. I was always poor on guessing, you know.
Well, now, no, wait a minute, Abner. You're a good guesser, I believe. Tell me who you said just then. See if it won't suggest somebody to me.
Oh, it weren't no good, Lon.
Well, say it again anyway.
Oh, no.
I just got a feeling that you had a good idea there, and maybe you can talk me into it. I'm a awful easy feller to talk you into things. Just like a sack of putty, you might say. Ain't hardly got no mind of my own when it comes to hollering people.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit that, Lon. Because I think you was off on the wrong track. It just wouldn't work out no ways having a woman in the store. No, you was wrong.
Wait a minute, Abner. I never meant that.
I don't care what you meant. I'm setting my foot down right here now. There ain't going to be no women folks working in this store, and that is that.
But listen, Abner.
No, sir. My head's made up. This is a man's place, and I'm a man's man. Ain't nothing going to change my mind.
Wait a minute. Telephone rung.
Yeah, well, here, I'll get the phone.
Pick up the receiver and see for whom the bell's tolled.
Yeah, all right. I'll get it.
We're going to have to hire somebody.
Hello.
It might as well be Miss Milk.
John down store and library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Who? No, this is Abner. What? No, we ain't interested in nothing like that.
No, of course not.
No. What was that? Executive time. Well, I reckon I am, yeah, maybe. I just never had thought of myself exactly that way.
Who is that, Abner?
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that now. I'm a little bit of a genius, maybe. What's that? Well, now, that just sounds like an awful good idea. Oh, Lord, you know, I won't have to talk it over with him, but maybe you better let me call you back, and I'll tell you definite. All right. Goodbye.
Who was that, Miss Milbane?
I never pay no particular attention, Lum. Just who it was.
Well, who was it?
Well, now that you brung up her name, I was just thinking here, Lum, maybe that'd be a good person to hire right there, you know?
Hire Miss Milbane?
Yeah.
Not over my dead body.
Huh?
And any fella that lets himself get taken in by a batch of flattery like that, you just have to have your head examined, that's all. That's the most disgraceful one thing I've ever heard in my life.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.